This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Chemistry and art with the Royal Society of Chemistry.
So, I'm here at the British Museum with school. We're looking at art through the ages, you see. Although it's turning into a project all about being bored through the ages.
Very interesting.
Yawn. Where's a girl's superhero alter ego when you need one?
Chemistry superhero to the rescue! Come on, Karina! This is brilliant!
Yeah, I know chemistry is exciting, but what's exciting about a load of scribbles done by some manky old caveman?
You are joking. Cave art is packed with chemistry. Wanna see?
It's a bit musty in here. Where, or should I ask, when are we?
We've gone back over 40,000 years. Welcome to the Paleolithic period.
Paleolithic?
It's basically when everyone was like a caveman.
Looks like he's just spitting paint at the wall. That's like so gross, but also slightly cool. He's using his hand like a stencil. But that's still pretty gross.
Compared to the 21st century, art at this time was a little more simple. Men and women would draw pictures of themselves and animals around them. And as time went on, they also drew crazy creations of half humans, half beasts.
That's less gross, but where's the chemistry?
Well, watch! You see our caveman over there? He's grinding up some charcoal and mixing it with water. As it's a bit too wet to use, he'll then heat the mixture to remove water. And what's left behind forms a type of black paint. Another colour he might be making is red. He'll grind up some ochre. That's earth that's rich in iron oxide.
Oh, I know that one. Iron oxide is what you get when iron and oxygen mix, creating the red colour of rusty metal.
That's right! Ah, it looks like our caveman has finished making some paint. He's now mixing it with some gloop to make it stick on the wall.
Yeah, but what is that gloop?
Could be plant sap or even spit.
Not again. But hey, I guess our caveman's a bit of a chemist, even though he won't realise it. So, can different rocks be ground up to make different colours?
You betcha! Oh, let's take a flight in my superhero alter ego hot air balloon. From higher up, you'll get a better view. You come in.
Duh.
From up here, we can see many different rocks and minerals.
Hold on. What's a mineral?
Minerals are naturally occurring substances that are found all over the earth. Every mineral is made of a specific mix of chemical elements which grow as crystals. They are substances that have never been alive. So, unlike things like charcoal, aren't formed from old plants and animals. Right, let's have a look. Ah, over there. That's hematite. It's what gives the mineral ochre its reddish colour.
Amazing. Hey, what's that craggy yellow rock?
It's called limonite and is used to make yellow.
Wow, look at that glaring white cliff.
That's limestone. Ah, now what else have we got? All right, check out the browns and blacks over there. The brown is called manganite, whilst the black is pyrolusite.
What about blue and green?
Ah, well, the minerals and chemicals that make those colours are pretty rare. That's why you don't get many blue and green cave paintings. Come on, let's get back.
Look at that. You'll notice.
That was so cool. It's a shame in a way that there aren't more cave paintings to see in the museum. Like, where are the ones from Britain?
Unfortunately, most cave paintings haven't stood the test of time. The best examples are found in very dry countries, and whilst Britain may be many things, it ain't that dry.
But at least we can go and see them in other countries, right? Like France and Spain?
Yeah, but people are another reason why cave paintings disappear. All those visitors take moisture into caves, which means fungus, bacteria and moulds can grow. There have been cave paintings at Lascaux in France for 17,000 years, but they've been seriously damaged by bacteria brought in by visitors over the last 100 years. So much so, it isn't even safe to go in the caves now.
Oh, that's a shame. Well, maybe looking at pictures in an exhibition is the best way to learn. Well, that's if you haven't got a superhero alter ego to take you on a tour.
Pretty much.
All right then, everyone, follow me.
Anyway, it looks like your class is moving. I'd better move too. Catch you later.
Bye, Chemistry.
Chemistry and Art with the Royal Society of Chemistry. Find out more and get hands-on with chemistry at funkidslive.com/chemistry.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.